This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you like knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends by checking out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
What do you do? Well, 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 one would hope. DJV time is 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Kara Schilling here to put you into a good place. Put your head, your body, everything about you into a good place as Jennifer explores something fascinating for us.
Well, I don't know if this is great news, but definitely interesting news. And it comes from my home state of California. I always love to give you some trenders from the state.
Yes.
California made big news this month when they surpassed Britain. We surpassed Britain and reclaimed our economic marker as the fifth largest economy in the world. That's pretty big deal.
Big deal.
But it's in, and even with the, you know, the back and forth between the government, very liberal government in California, and the Trump administration, that post-recession growth in the state of California is accelerating under the administration, and we even have a modest surplus right now. Now, there is a news story out, though, that isn't great news. Even though we are one of the most unequal in the whole country, we have billions of dollars invested in Silicon Valley. But we also have a lot of homelessness, and now it seems that California has what is called, being called the disappearing middle class. The wealth gap in California is growing at huge, in huge numbers, in huge amounts, where the rich are getting very, very rich and the poor are getting poorer, and the middle class who have some opportunity or option before them are leaving the state and they're disappearing. And it's kind of an interesting conundrum to be in as someone who lives in the state, because you do see the very wealthy and the very poor, and you do hear the stories about people that I consider to be in the middle class along with me that are saying, we've got to get out of here. We've got to move to Texas. We have to move to Nevada. We have to move to Arizona. We need to move to Montana because we can't afford to live here. That's because renters in California pay on average $1,447 per month compared to the national average, which is $1,012.
Where can you find that place? I need...
I know.
And where can you find that? In LA County.
That's the average. I mean, think about how much low-income housing there is and then how much people are paying. So $1,447 per month is the average. And it's $400 more than the national average, which is a story here. In 2015, more than 40% of Californians spent over 30% of their income on housing. Today, 29% of them spend half their earnings on housing. So there's nothing that's been changed. The median home value is $529,000. And that's more than double the national average, which is $239,000. And for the residents who can't afford rent or a mortgage, well, they're on the hook for the electricity rates. They're burdened by a lot of green initiatives and regulations, which cost more, and that grew 500% faster than the national average from 2011 to 2017. So it seems that what's going on in California could expand, because what happens here typically expands across the country, especially with the policies of our local government here in California. But it's a problem that's definitely on the minds of voters as we go to the polls in just a couple of weeks. How to get more housing inventory, how to make it more effective, and how to stop the flow of people out of the state. People are moving their small businesses out, so now you're really stuck with big corporations, and that's about it. It's very difficult to be a small organization, a small company in California, and the numbers are now reflecting all of that.
Yep. It's pretty discouraging. I sold the place I had in California, the last one. I've had four over the years. Been wintering in California in Los Angeles County since 1993. My children are there, so I go every winter. And this year, last year, it was frustrating because I couldn't find a place that really was in the budgetary ballpark. And this year, it is more so, especially in the areas that I want to be. So it is crazy. And I'm not exactly a pauper. Nobody's going to have a benefit for me. Things aren't as great as wonderful as they were at one point, because this used to be a great business before the three big companies ruined it all. So Anyway, and none of them are headquartered there. So, yeah, so food for thought. Very interesting stats, Jennifer. While we're in California with you, thought it was interesting, Elon Musk has announced this week the first tunnel under Los Angeles County scheduled to open to the public in December. Los Angeles residents shouldn't expect to zoom across town by tunnel, though, anytime soon. According to Musk, the first tunnel is almost done. He has 23 million followers, by the way. Did you know that on social media? He says this
tunnel... No, but that doesn't surprise me.
No. Says the tunnel opens December 10th with free rides for the public the following day. So he was asked if that would be in real time or Elon time, of reference to his pension for setting timelines and not meeting them. He said, I think it's real. When he makes any sort of pronouncement on Twitter, it gains massive attention. And if his is any indicator, it shouldn't be taken at face value. Last month, he settled fraud charges that were brought by the Securities and Exchange Commission over a tweet that claimed that he had secured funding to take his company private. So the value was going to be $420 a share. As part of the settlement, he agreed to step down as chairman of Tesla. In this case, the tunnel Musk is tweeting about is neither of the tunnels he wants to build. One under the west side, the other under from Dodger Stadium to the city transit hub. It's the test tunnel that's been under construction starting on SpaceX property in Hawthorne. Where the heck is that? I don't even know where that
Hawthorne?
Is, Jennifer. Well,
just
no, where the
South
SpaceX...
Bay?
Yeah, no,
oh,
I know where Hawthorne is. I don't know. So that tunnel is going... Where does it go, though?
I have no idea. I know that there. He was looking at under Hollywood. There are subway tunnels there. He was looking at Dodger Stadium. I've heard about that, but I didn't hear about this hub.
The test tunnel speed limit is 155 miles.
Well, at least there are rules underground.
Well,
that's pretty
can you
funny.
Imagine... Going 155 miles an hour in a tunnel? His company, by the way,
is called
the Boring Tunnel.
The Boring Group, yeah, they're doing a lot. He's been in a lot of trouble lately. He uses that social media platform like Roseanne when he's high on Ambien. He gets himself into some trouble, and he's been fined for it. He's lost some control in his companies, but he's a smart guy, and I guess if he can do it, I support it. There's nothing wrong with the private industry trying to solve the problems that the government
Not at all. No, I would laud him for that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another Southern California story. University of Southern California, Jennifer, says it'll pay $215 million to settle claims of sexual abuse and harassment by the school gynecologist.
That's a big
Lawyers
story.
For hundreds of the accusers say it's not enough. So what are they? There are 500, my God, I didn't realize the number was this high, 500 current and former students made accusations against a fellow named, was it Tyndall? Is that his name?
I think that's right.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. He routinely made crude comments, took inappropriate photos, forced them to strip naked, and groped them under the guise of medical treatment. Great. He was the staff gynecologist, retired last year, after an investigation concluded there was evidence that he sexually harassed students. The proposed settlement applies to a pending federal class action lawsuit that involves a fraction of the accusers. Of course, Gloria Allred's in on this. She represents
yes, she
36 of the women. Yeah. She's the one actually who accused him. Said the amount of money under the proposal is way too minimal. Money from this is going to come out of the state budget, though, right? Isn't the taxpayer going to pay for this?
Absolutely. Yep.
What
that's
the
part
hell?
Of that's the other part of the rub that people are so upset about.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's frustrating is you keep these doctors there for all this time and then he retires because he's finally been accused or finally been found guilty. I'm sure that all of these women, or at least some of them, have been telling these stories for years. And as we've seen at all of these different schools, people tell their coaches, people tell their therapists, people tell people in charge, and then no one does anything. And then the people have to end up paying for it because he's assaulted 500 different women.
Same thing happened at Penn State, though. You're right. That's
just,
the taxpayer paid for all that outrage.
This is women's like worst nightmare. Going to the doctor is already awkward enough, or it's definitely uncomfortable. And then you go and you have a doctor who is supposed to be taking care of you and instead films you or gropes you or does disgusting stuff. I mean, no
sick
wonder
bastard.
People don't
in
trust
your most
doctors.
Vulnerable yeah. moment. No one feels good at the gynecologist when you're sitting there in a paper gown and totally exposed.
Oof. This guy should be hung out to dry. Why is he still walking around the streets? This is an example of somebody who ought to be in jail.
Protected.
It's just, it's outrageous. Unreal and outrageous. Okay, 16 and change past the hour. You're listening to the DJV radio program.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. Ferguson.com is designed to help you run your business from the office or from the job site with 24/7 access to your account, an unmatched online inventory, and tools to manage your own. It's never been easier to do business with us, when and wherever you want. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, earn points for purchasing the products you need and redeem them for merchandise, trips, and more. Get started at Ferguson.com.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on your car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Hey, is it always this cold in here? It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me a bit. It's just kind of curious, because if it's the equipment or something, that's fine. It's just, woo, it's kind of chilly.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 1313 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1313.
So here's a story you might relate to. I used to post to job boards, only to end up with hundreds of resumes to sort through.
It took weeks to go through all of those resumes.
Just to find a handful of people.
Who were right for my job.
It was overwhelming. That old process was
not smart.
I mean, it's not easy to find a
network architect,
financial analyst,
childcare assistant.
But then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
And actively invited them to apply.
So I could hire qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
Staples knows what you want for your business. You want to save time. You want to save space. You want to save money. You want the HP LaserJet Pro M29W printer from Staples. It prints fast, saving time. It's the smallest in its class, saving space. And now, during Staples' printing event, the HP M29W is $20 off, saving you money. Save time, save space, save money at Staples.
Ends 10/27/18. Restrictions may apply. See associate or staples.com/printing event for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Would you like to have a very good memory? You have memories, but I'm talking about memory, the memory part of your memory. You know what I mean? The memory. Do you have good memories, or do you have the ability to remember your good memories? If you do not, or if you're thinking, things have been slipping lately, I might recommend Prevagen, something that I've been taking for a long time. I've recently talked about Prevagen on the air, I don't know, 5-6 years ago. And what attracted me to it is that I was getting a little bit older. I know I've stopped. But there were times, Jennifer will be happy to tell you, that I forgot a few things here and there. We are losing proteins that support our brain as you get older, and Prevagen takes care of that. Prevagen improves your memory. It's a dietary supplement that's been clinically shown to help with mild memory problems associated with getting older. Contains a safe, uniquely important product, or I guess not a product necessarily, but the ingredient that supports brain function big time. So try Prevagen. That would be my recommendation. You can find
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It's a quarter after one. I'm all alone and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call, but I lost all control and I need you now. And I don't know how I can do without. I just need you now.
Lady Antebellum. Kicking off their first ever Las Vegas residency, titled Our Kind of Vegas. It's going to be in February of next year, Jen. 15-date run taking place at the Palms Casino Resort, the Pearl Concert Theater. First time a country act has ever... And you're looking
I'm looking at this residency right now because I just got an email moments ago saying,
yes.
Buy your tickets. Get in on it. Come on.
Really? Huh. So what is there about the Las Vegas residencies in general, but what would attract other than money? Is it that this is...
I've seen a couple of them. I've seen Britney and I've seen the Backstreet Boys and I've seen Celine Dion. And, and actually Brooks and Dunn and Reba, they can be considered a residency, too. And what's good is that the elements of the show, because they're doing it night after night after night after night, are very consistent. They're able to do more costume changes, more intricate routines. So the performance aspect, I think, gets better because they're not on a new stage every single night dealing with the challenges. And I think Vegas specifically is trying to turn itself into kind of an on-the-ground cruise ship where people can come and they have access to great dining options and then they have access to all of these
different
shows.
So you think this was, is this a concept the city put together?
I think it's a concept that was put together by Caesar's Palace. I think Celine Dion was the groundbreaker in all of this.
Yeah.
But certainly it's exploded in popularity where all the hotels, now that they have some money, want to do the same thing.
Yeah. Well, they like, apparently Lady Antebellum likes Las Vegas. They say it's a special place for us, and so we're going to make this our second home, bringing along some of our friends from Nashville, creating a show unlike we've ever been able to put together before. So if you're interested in the Lady Antebellum residency in Las Vegas, tickets go on sale a week from Friday, November 2nd, at 10 o'clock Pacific time. All right? It's a Lady Antebellum story. Meanwhile, as long as we're in the country world, solo artists and duos and trios and one-of-a-kind collaborations on tap at the upcoming 52nd Annual CMA Awards. A new slate of performers was announced this week. Three-time CMA winner Dierks Bentley teaming up with reigning vocal duo of the year Brothers Osborne, while Florida Georgia Line will take the stage with pop star BB Rexha. Don't know anything about her. What's her story, Jennifer?
That's
a good question
for Kara.
BB Rexha?
Well, we've talked about her a bunch on the show because of this song, actually. She's like, this song has been at the top of the country charts longer than any other song. And because she's on it, she has now beat other country superstars like Faith Hill and Carrie Underwood. And she's not even a country singer, which is pretty cool.
Shows you how country is sort of blending into the pop world. Two-time CMA Award nominees Pistol Annies, which is Miranda Lambert, Ashley Monroe, and Angelina Presley.
Yeah, they're a fun little girl band. Yep.
Yeah, you like them, do you?
Yeah, they have an interesting sound. Definitely, they add bluegrass and some soul. It's kind of it's a nice blend, and it's a little different than what Miranda does on her own.
Yeah. Nominees for Male and Female Vocalist of the Year, Thomas Redd and Casey Musgraves, have also been added to the lineup. They join recently announced performers Kelsey Ballerini, Luke Bryan, Kenny Chesney, Dan and Shay, Old Dominion, Carrie Underwood, and Keith Urban, all on the stage for the 11th consecutive year. Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood will be the hosts. They'll be live from Nashville at Bridgestone Arena on Wednesday, the 14th of November, on ABC at 8 o'clock. There's so many of these, I can't even distinguish one from another.
I know. All these especially in the country world, there are a lot of awards.
Silly. Too many silly.
Hey, if you don't reward yourself, no one else is going to do it.
Come on. I guess that's it. Hip, hip, hooray for the country artists then. 28 after on the DJV show.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7171 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 7171. Avant.com, code 7171.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
Medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy, and you know, guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come, you know, take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. There is breaking news at this hour. CNN reporting the feds believe a few of the packages sent to 10 Democrats went through a mail facility near Miami, Florida. The FBI warning more devices may be out there, and the hunt for a suspect or suspects intensifies.
This department is responding to the suspicious packages that have been sent to several political leaders and a media outlet in the last few days.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions speaking out as more packages surface. The FBI says three more mail bombs intercepted, two intended for former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden, the other for actor and fierce Trump critic Robert De Niro, a total of 10 pipe bombs so far. Sessions speaking in Washington, D.C. at the Opioid Addiction Conference.
We condemn the actions that led to these activities.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Sitting in Doug, traveling right back into your mind through your ear. This is the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen. Victoria is out because she has bad bronchitis. Let's get to some people in the news, shall we? Jennifer, Jamie Lee Curtis, who is the star of this Halloween, not the one that's out now, just this one, but she's been in, what, three or four of them, I think? Or more?
She was in the original, I think, wasn't she? And I don't
know
how many total.
Mm-hmm. But I think she's been in more than one. Anyway, she's touring and promoting the movie, as you can imagine. She was interviewed by People magazine, and she talks with the writer about a dark period in her life that she says she's lucky to have survived. She had an addiction, and it was secret, sort of. Addiction to opiates that began in the late 80s. The article reads, quote, I was ahead of the curve on the opiate epidemic. I had a 10-year run. Stealing, conniving, nobody knew. No one. She adds that she has a long family history of addiction. Her father, who was the actor Tony Curtis, abused alcohol, cocaine, and heroin. Her half-brother, Nicholas Curtis, died from a heroin overdose in 1994. She says that she was prescribed opiates for the first time in 1989 after some plastic surgery for her puffy eyes. She spent the next decade getting painkillers any way that she could. That's how powerful. This is my
anecdote. Isn't it amazing how many stories you hear like this, and you never know that they're going through it until they admit to it?
They admit to it. She stole pills from friends, family, her older brother, her older sister. The sister was the first person to find out about her addiction back in 98. She attended her first recovery meeting in February of 99. She told her husband of 33 years, actor-director Christopher Guest, about her addiction the day she went in for a recovery meeting. They had two children. Now Annie is 31 and her son Tom is 22. She said, I'm breaking the cycle that has basically destroyed the lives of generations in my family. Getting sober remains my single greatest accomplishment. Curtis has been sober now for 20 years, says she continues to attend meetings, offering help to others who are struggling with addiction. You know what I find intriguing here is that nobody, because she's a very well-known, very famous actress, and nobody outed her from these meetings. I think that speaks wonders for the efficacy of these sorts of meetings.
Yeah, they're pretty legit. I mean, when people show up, they actually take that seriously. There are a lot of people who might, especially you might say, oh, guess who was in my meeting today? And you might just tell friends and family, but I don't think people really want to out somebody.
No.
I don't know.
Uh-uh.
I think it speaks to the seriousness of what people are going through.
I agree. Megyn Kelly, another person in the news, spending time on her NBC program tearfully apologizing for defending blackface. Does this ever stop? She's so bizarre.
She is, but you know what? I'm not a Megyn Kelly fan.
No.
But what I'll tell you is we're in a point in society where if you say something that's outside of the norm, people try to make you lose your job. They try to take you down.
You're right. Yep.
Because they don't like you. And what I heard her, I listened back to her comments on the local show that I do, and what she said was definitely not premeditated. You can sort of just hear it spill out of her mouth. And they were talking about it. They were talking about a woman who was on The Real Housewives, I think, of New York. And I guess she was going as Diana Ross for Halloween. And she darkened her face in order to do that. And so Megyn Kelly was talking about that with her panel, all white panel. And she said, why is that a bad deal? I mean, if you like someone and you're not making fun of them, why is it a big deal to do that? Why are we so sensitive about it? And, you know, it gets you thinking. We are awfully sensitive about it. At this point, we should probably just cancel Halloween because everybody has a problem. You can't be an Indian. You can't be a geisha girl. You can't be a sumo wrestler. You can't be all these, you know, it's like all the stupid things that people go to. Are you going to be a goldfish? Does that offend goldfish because they have memory problems? I mean, I understand the historical significance and context of blackface, and it is not a pretty time in our culture. It's not anything that we should celebrate. But if someone on The Real Housewives of New York who likes Diana Ross is admiring Diana Ross, not goofing on Diana Ross, and likes her so much she wants to look like her, is that an insult?
What's
is that
wrong
racist?
With that?
And I think Megyn Kelly was kind of going in that direction. Mm. And people absolutely smacked her down. She even lost her agent, CAA, her agency dropped her. She had to sit there and look like a ding-dong on television crying to apologize about it. Mm-hmm. We need to take a step back. And if someone says something stupid, do the right thing and use it as a teachable moment instead of just pouncing.
Yeah, and give them forgive and let's move
better.
On.
I do think that you can dress up, just kind of the other perspective, I think that you can dress up in a costume, but I think it's the adding the racial part. Like, you can dress up like Diana Ross with the hair and the dress, and that's kind of part of the costume, but I think adding the skin color is what makes it offensive to people, because your skin is not a costume. It's kind of the clothes that you wear on top. So it's like, if you're a geisha girl and then you paint your skin to look more Asian, or you paint your skin to look darker like a Native American, that's am I making sense? That's not part of the
question. Why are people offended by that, though? Why would somebody who had a yellow skin tone be offended by someone who wanted to
play? Well, geisha girls typically paint their face white. And so you always see, like, the white powder, kind of like, you know, the cakey white powder that they wear as part of that costume.
But if they're not trying to be offensive, why do people take it as an offense?
I think that people don't like their skin color to be used as a costume. I don't know how to... I'm trying to figure out the best way to explain. I think it's just the costumey part of it that seems offensive. Even if you don't mean... Even if you admire Diana Ross, I think it's that saying, okay, you're a black person and making that part of the costume. Because it's not, because it's someone's real life and it's something that they have to deal with real life issues about. I don't know. But I also think... I wish that I was better at explaining this because in my head I understand.
What you're saying. You're saying it's like a costume, and I understand that. I guess it just... It's more of a big deal not to do that because the truth is that my skin is whitish and that Diana Ross's skin is whitish. Darkish. And if you're wanting to look like her, is it more of... I don't know. Is it
so
more
let's
offensive
turn it
to
around.
Be white Diana
let's
Ross?
Say,
because we... I don't know.
All right. Let's say there's a black person who likes Jennifer and wants to dress up as Jennifer for Halloween and puts white chalk all over his or her face. Is that offensive to you, Jennifer? Would you be offended by that?
I think it would sure look bizarre.
Well, it would look bizarre.
Well, like the movie White Chicks. That was what the whole movie was about, was Damon Wayans and, who was the brother? Damon, whatever. But they did the whole movie in whiteface because they wanted to be white girls, white chicks, making fun of white women.
I don't know. It's a hard line to walk, but I don't think that we will ever move past all of the terrible things that happened in our history. I think
no
that
question
people
about that.
Will always
but does
be that
every time somebody
that.
Does something... represent all of the horrors of the past. If somebody does something like that, does that represent all of the horrors of the past? I think that's a stretch.
I don't know. I think it was just kind of the way that she said it. I didn't watch the whole interview. It was one of those things, and maybe you can say, Jennifer, since you did watch it, if she had said, oh, when I was a kid, blackface was okay. And I think that's kind of the issue that's what people take issue with, the whole idea of, oh, when I was a kid, it was okay. Most of the time, it wasn't actually okay with anyone else. It's just okay with
was accepted.
You. Yeah, it's accepted. You know, like, people have done terrible things for a long time, and, you know, people thought it was okay, but it didn't actually mean it was okay. It didn't mean it was socially acceptable.
Didn't last week we talk about some state that just approved legislation that makes lynching black people illegal? Didn't we talk about that just last week?
Yeah, it was some state in the South. I can't remember which one it was.
Okay.
But
yeah. All right. Okay. 43 past the hour. Good conversation. Thank you, ladies, on the DJV show.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
When it comes to cryptocurrencies and blockchain technologies, Pegasus FinTech is a full-service token accelerator that assists companies that want to run a public initial blockchain offering, or PIBCO for short. The Pegasus team consists of experienced financial professionals and partners to provide key business, legal, accounting, technology, and funding strategies and processes. Pegasus is the first company to adopt the PIBCO standard, which differentiates it from unregulated ICOs, or initial coin offerings, that may not be compliant with jurisdictional securities laws. Learn more about Pegasus FinTech and how they can help your company at PegasusFinTech.com. That's PegasusFinTech.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Combat's over, but war doesn't end. When wounded veterans come home, that's when the fight begins at the Independence Fund. We fight for heroes like Aaron and Kat so they can start a family, navigate a house, get physical therapy, and play adaptive sports. We help veterans and their families win back their independence so their fight can end when ours begins.
Be a hero for a hero. Learn more at independencefund.org. Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's Crispy Colonel Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a KFC Crispy Colonel Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Crispy Colonel Sandwich and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. Ferguson.com is designed to help you run your business from the office or from the job site with 24/7 access to your account, an unmatched online inventory, and tools to manage your own. It's never been easier to do business with us, when and wherever you want. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, earn points for purchasing the products you need and redeem them for merchandise, trips, and more. Get started at Ferguson.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
If you need health advice, check out our new DJV Health News at djvshow.com. Health advice extraordinary. Health advice and information. Any health question you have, go to DJV Health News at djvshow.com. Actually, you can go to djvhealthnews.com. As far as that's concerned, find it easily that way, djbhealthnews.com. Here's the story of Julie Morgan. You're going to like this story, Jennifer. She and her husband, Rich, live in Battle Creek, Michigan. Used to go to Steve's Pizza for dinner every time they got paid, every other week on Friday. 25 years ago, that was 25 years ago. To celebrate her birthday this year, the couple, now living in Indianapolis, wanted to take a trip to their favorite pizza place up in Battle Creek. Instead, they ended up in the ER, where Rich Morgan was told his cancer had worsened and that he had weeks to live. He was placed in hospice care. Steve's Pizza doesn't deliver, but when a manager at the store heard the story, he decided to take two pizzas to them himself, 225 miles away.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't possibly describe how delicious this pizza is, but several moves, and all these years later, it's still the gold standard, and we've never found a better pizza, Julie Morgan wrote on Facebook. When her dad, Dave, found out about their birthday plan and how Rich's sudden diagnosis had dashed it, he called Steve's Pizza, hoping they might send a note to the couple. On the other end of the line was Dalton Schaefer, the 18-year-old grandson of Steve, the original owner of the pizzeria. He told the father, David, that it was the end of the night. As soon as the store was closed, he'd head to the house with their two favorite pizzas. I said, wait a minute, do you understand? I'm in Indianapolis. I'm not next door. And the fellow said, yeah, it's about 3.5-hour drive. He didn't have to think twice about it. Got on the highway, didn't tell anybody, and he brought the pizzas to this family. Isn't that
amazing. Good for him.
What a wonderful story. Good for him. Sorry about the reality with Rich Morgan.
If you've lost hope for 18-year-olds and millennials, that will definitely restore your faith.
And you're right about that, Kara. I haven't lost hope. I'm always hopeful about the next generation coming along. Sometimes the choices are worth consideration a little bit, but that's a good kid and that's a good story. Good for him. Yep, congratulations. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Hello, this This is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Show when the comedic the entrails of a show are actually funny. You know, the comedies that are around today are not really very funny. The Golden Girls was funny, and their legacy lives on. I'm going to do some food news today because Dr. Ken's not around, so I thought I'd bring you up to date on a few food items, including all the discussion about the Golden Girls at the breakfast table. This show has not been on the air, Kara, since 1992. But now...
And yet somehow it's always on TV when I
turn
the TV on.
Well, it's in syndication. Very popular. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, there's new merchandise that's coming, including a cookbook that's dedicated to Blanche, Dorothy, Sophia, and Rose. There's also backpacks that have their pictures on them. So now you're happy, maybe, to hear that there's... you can start the day with a collection of Golden Girls cereals. Right? The Golden Girls cereal is out now at Target stores around the country, sold only there or on Amazon. It's on Amazon for $99 a box.
Luckily, you can get it a little cheaper for $8 at Target, which honestly still seems a little
steep. That's kind of steep. What do you pay? I don't buy cereal anymore. What is a box of cereal? $3 or $4?
Yeah, I think so. I don't buy it a ton either, but $3, $4. I guess apparently the cereal is not actually golden, which is kind of surprising. It's multigrain, so I'm assuming it's kind of brown. But you can get one of the four Golden Girls in the box. I guess it's a little doll or something, so pretty exciting.
$8 at Target. There you go. The Golden Girls cereal. Just when I heard that it was on Amazon, somebody had bought it and they put it up on Amazon. They obviously went to Target, bought it, put it up on Amazon.
Whoever bought it for $99 is feeling real stupid now.
Mm. Well, yeah, probably. But as P.T. Barnum says, there's a sucker born every minute. There you go. You'll be happy to hear, if you love Oreos, that they are expanding. Their family is getting bigger. After weeks of speculation, Oreo confirmed this week the new Most Stuff cookie will contain even more cream filling than a Double Stuff Oreo, and it'll be hitting supermarket shelves next January. The Most Stuff Oreos will be more than three times the cream found in the original classic Oreo cookie. It appears Oreo makers are onto something, with a response to the announcement on social media, overwhelmingly positive comments for a bigger, stuffier Oreo cookie. All right, good for them. There's an interesting thing developing in Denmark this week. The country's legislative body has proposed labeling food according to its effect on climate change, which I find fascinating. Everybody's getting into the Climate Change Act, including the government of Denmark, and the climate change, the indicators will be how much fuel it's taken to grow a particular food, how much you feed the water to the animals, like, the controversy here about how much water is being fed to beefers, and then how much water does it take to grow the vegetables, and how much does it take to grow apples or anything else. So that's what Denmark is going to. Apparently, they're going to label food that way, but they're also going to tax it according to its effect on climate change. Now, that seems like a stretch to me, but wow. Scandinavia is famous for stuff like that. Speaking of famous, this segment of the DJV program brought to you by Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Speaking about vegetables, Texas Superfood Complete Organic capsules that are loaded with 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables that are picked just for you, no toxic chemicals at all. This is the only organic complete multivitamin that you can find, and it's so fabulous when it comes to enhancing your immune system. I'm on these things, and I can take a couple of them when I'm on the air with my Life Change tea. Also, with this product, digestive enzymes and probiotics come in a little container. Put that in your power drink, and you are all set for the day. Texas Superfood Complete Organic. You'll feel good about taking it. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug and get their full line of quality nutritional products. Especially start with this. Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.